Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk and Coach Dan Wildfong on the line with me. Coach Dan, how are we doing this morning?
Great.
Good to hear from you. And unfortunately, didn't get to talk with you last week because your voice was a little gone, and I would assume that's from yelling at players.
No, I don't yell.
No, not at all, right? Well, over the past weekend, the Brahmins ended up going 1-for-1, and I want to just quickly recap both these games. Friday night got off to the slow start for the Brahmins as the Jacks controlled the puck for the majority of the first period. However, Sean Keating fended off 11 shots on goal just within that first period. The Brahmins found their rhythm as the first period drew to a close at a 0-0 score. Play went back and forth, and then with only 1:11 remaining in the second period, Brahmins bring it together during a power play, and Liam Sturtzinger scores with assists from Matt Leisen and Johan Steen.
That was a big goal for us. Obviously, we needed to get something going. And, you know, Liam got the first ever Lone Star Brahma goal, which he was very excited about.
It's got to be a proud moment for him, you know. Odessa forward Derek Brown ended up tying up the game with less than 7 minutes into the second period. And then Chad Guderian gave the Jackalopes a lead with 8:24 left on the clock. But Will White evened it up for the Brahmas with less than a minute later. Scoreless in the third period and in overtime, sent it all into a shootout, and what a shootout it was. During the third round of the shootout, Alex Algers scored for the Jackalopes, but was answered in the fourth round with excellent stick work from NAHL veteran Alexei
Solvatov.
Down in Texas, I'm definitely not used to some of these foreign names, but
it's okay.
Yeah, I know, and Alexei being a big player for the Lone Star Brahmas. However, both goaltenders kept the shutout tied all the way up until a seventh round of a shootout where Gordy Helmuth sent one between the skates of Yoshiro Kuriawa to take the win for the Brahmas. The final score, 3-2. And after the first game, Coach, how were you feeling about everything?
Well, I think we've only been together for practicing 5 days, and I threw a lot at these young men. I threw every system we possibly had. So I think the first period, we were not very happy as a group because everyone was thinking and we weren't really reacting and playing the game the way it should be played. So I told the boys in between periods, take a deep breath and understand that, if you go hard and make a mistake, that's fine. But just by standing still and reading plays, making mistakes, that's not acceptable. And the guys, you know, they went out and they played a lot better. I think we carried a lot of the play in the second and third period, and we finally started playing some Brahma hockey. I was really excited the way the boys responded.
All that momentum built up from Friday carried it into Saturday's game with the Brahma scoring first. Defenseman Johan Steen scored the first goal, only 1:24 into the first period. Alex Dagnall and Matt Leisen had the assist on that play. Minutes later, Will White picked up a loose puck, sent it through the five hole unassisted, giving the Brahmas a 2-0 lead at the 6:27 mark with assist by Steen and Dagnall. Then Matt Leisen was able to capitalize on the Brahmas' first power play of the night with 6:23 left on the first period clock. So a 3-0 lead for the Brahmas, and the Jackalopes ended up turning up the defense, leaving the second period completely scoreless for both teams. Now, after the second period, how were you feeling about the game, Coach?
You know, I thought we were playing pretty good, that we kind of carried the play and weren't giving up much. Everything we gave up was kind of to the outside, and obviously, you know about the third period, so I'll let you kind of describe that.
All right, well, about 5 minutes into the third period, the Jackalopes finally get a goal scored by Chad Guderian, who fired it past Sean Keating for their first goal of the night. And then in a complete reversal of fortune for the Brahmas, Odessa scored three more goals in the second half of the third period that then ended up taking the lead and the victory. 4-3 Odessa Jackalopes over the Lone Star Brahmas. So the Brahmas split it, 1-1 record for the weekend in the exhibition games. And it's just kind of how hockey is. Sometimes the opposite team start to build that momentum late in the third, and it's difficult to overcome that.
Well, I think it's a good learning experience. I'd rather learn now to these young men know that it's a 60-minute game, not, you know, 40-minute game, 45-minute game, or even 55-minute game. Every team is good in this league. They can obviously put up numbers. So I think it was a great learning tool. We have to learn after every win and every loss. I think the guys walk away with that, learning that they're disappointed in the result, but again, it's better to learn that now in preseason than it is regular season.
And this is still, you know, very beginning. Again, that, these were just the very first two preseason games. And coming up this weekend, the actual regular season kicks off as they will be opening on September 13th at 7:30 at the Nitech Sports Center against the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees. But before we start getting into that matchup, Coach, after these two preseason games, have you decided to make any changes or feel like there's any changes that need to be made?
Well, there's still some guys up in the USHL that we're looking at, but as far as, you know, we'd like to obviously get a little more scoring, and if we have to make some changes, but we have a really good group of guys that have character, and I feel you can win with character, and our D-core is really strong, so our goaltending was great, so I think if we're going to be selective of the moves that we make, we're not just going to have a revolving door around it. But if we need to make a change, we will make it, but if we feel we have what it takes, then we'll stick with what we have too. And I'm not upset what we have right now, but if you can always make your team better, you know, that's where coaching is supposed to do.
Well, when it comes to that, I agree not to have the revolving door happening, because that keeps players from allowing to really get their chemistry worked out together. As these players will continue on through the season, we'll start to see them reading each other better on passes, getting up into the slot to make the goals. So I fully agree with you. Not, you know, right now, it's still preseason. The guys working out some kinks. But coming up this weekend, Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees. And what do you think that we can expect from the Brahmas this weekend?
Well, we're going to have to play our kind of style of, you know, make sure we have pucks going deep in that blue line. We call it the five-foot rule. We've got to get bodies and pucks to the net. But I think you're going to see us, at this level, there's a lot more chaos. There's two-on-ones, three-on-twos. As a coach, you don't like it. As a fan, it's very exciting going both ways. But we want to be making sure that we don't give up the odd man rushes as much as we did in the preseason games, and kind of limit our second, third chances around the net for the goaltenders as well. So,
well, one thing that we didn't hit on was penalty time. What kind of penalty minutes did it look like over this past weekend?
We had a fair amount of penalties, and it's just about moving our feet. I think we were reaching a lot, and it's just about being in better condition, on ice condition. So we worked on that a little bit last little while, and we're really stressing you cannot take bad penalties in this league, because power play penalty kill is so important. Obviously, we got some penalty trouble in the third period that cost us the game. So, like I said, we're learning, and this isn't going to happen overnight, but we're going to, you know, keep making steps forward.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach Dan, as I have you still here on the line, the Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees, we were talking about them. I personally not the most familiar person with them. Could you tell us what we can expect really kind of to see from them?
Yeah, they have a really big, strong, tough team. I feel they played Corpus Christi last weekend and won both games. They were very well coached by Joel Coombs. He's a really good coach. He coached assistant coach in the USHL last year. So we expect, you know, a hard-working, hard-hitting affair. And we're obviously got to use our speed a little bit against a bigger team and making sure we're disciplined, let them take the penalties, and we capitalize on the power play.
That was one thing that I have to give you props for, is making sure that your guys keep their cool in some of those heated moments. You know, I saw it last year as you were coaching the Fort Worth Brahmas. Guys didn't lose their cool as easy as you might expect to see in most hockey games.
Yeah, we really stress that. We cannot, you know, if that's a very selfish penalty we feel, we always talk about good penalties and bad penalties, and you never want to take a selfish penalty, because those are the ones that are hard to kill, and the ones that are working hard penalties, those are the ones that we can kill and will kill. So we want to make sure if we're taking a penalty, it's, we're using our head and doing it smart by working hard, not by being selfish.
Well, after this weekend, y'all will be heading to Blaine, Minnesota for the NAHL Showcase. And before we close everything out here, I wanted to give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what they could be expecting from that NAHL Showcase.
It's a great opportunity for these young men. Obviously, every one of them wants to get a D1 scholarship. Every Division I coach from every program is there. It's very, action-packed. We got 4 games in 4 days up there, and some games are at 10:15 in the morning, and some are at 1:45 in the afternoon, and some are at night. So guys have to be ready, and they have to be focused, and it's a great opportunity for these young men, not only to get some points on the standings for our team, but to showcase themselves as well, that they can play at D1 level.
Well, we're definitely excited to see how everything goes. We're going to keep in contact with you, as we will be doing these segments every Wednesday. Coming up this Friday, September 13th at 7:30 p.m., that is the first official game for the Lone Star Brahmas against the Rio Grande Valley Bees. And any kids wearing a youth jersey get 50% off their tickets. Then on Saturday, September 14th at 7:30, $1 hot dog night. And all that is at the Nitec Sports Center in North Richland Hills. Tickets now available at LoneStarBrahmas.com. Coach Wildfong, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to join us this morning.
No, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
And before we go, I wanted you to know that the listenership for this Brahma Talk segment has just exploded over the past 2 weeks. Our last segment actually getting over 4,500 listens within a week's period. So it's going up. People are listening. And I just want to thank you for, again, taking your time out of your busy schedule. So we will go ahead and close out Brahma Talk. Again, I'm Matthew Housel, just speaking with Coach Dan Wildfong.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Let's go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook.
Yeah, baby.
Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.